Okay, Vosa, Lichte Chanukah. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Tanis Daf Yud Zayin. We're here at the bottom of Tes Zayin and Beis at the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Hayat Tzorich Lomar Zichronos. Right, if you remember, we had that massive Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, and we're just going to be picking parts from it and quoting. So Rabbi Yehuda said, but he didn't hold that you would say Zichronos Shofros. As the six extra brachos, two of the six extra brachos that you say on one of these serious fast days. So I'm Rabbi Ada d'min Yafo. Rabbi Ada from Yafo said, "My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's his logic? He says that there are only three times you would say that type of tefillah. Rosh Hashanah, we know, obviously. Yovelos, Rashi says, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, right? As we learned, if you remember, I think the Rosh Hashanah, right? The Yovel is similar to Rosh Hashanah, right? For Tzkiah and for Brachos. That on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, we would also say Rosh Hashanah to Kedavening. So you'd say Shofros and Zichronos. And also, Bishas Melchama, also when there was a war. Interestingly enough, Rashi over here says, V'lo Yadinan Mina Isparish. I don't know where he got this from. Domer Brachos, Psukei Malchus, Zichronos, Shofros, Bishas Melchama. He said, I actually have no idea where he got this from. But okay, fine. Very interesting. Fine. Either way, Viter says Gemara. Now, Rishonah, who Omer Mishana is Avram. Again, that was the first bracha, right? We talked about Avram by the Akedah, etc. Now, Tana with under Baisa, Yesh Machlif and Sakal of the Yahu, Vitfila Lishmuel. Some people switched these two brachos. That was 4 and 5. I don't remember. Okay, fine. I think it's 4 and 5. I could be wrong. But either way, some people switch the order of these brachos. Bishlama gabi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, one second. I understand that by Shmuel, meaning that you switch tzaka le'elio, so you say tzaka le Shmuel and tefila le'elio. So the Gemara says, bishlama gabi Shmuel. I understand how you could flip the Shmuel tchsiv tefila tchsiv tzaka, because Shmuel has both of them, right? Both of those words are used by Shmuel's davening. But gabi Elisha tefila tchsiv tzaka lo tchsiv. How can you switch? Right, tzaka le'elio, meaning that's what you would switch to, meaning that you would switch from tefillah le'elio and tzaka l'shmuel to tzaka le'elio and tefillah l'shmuel. But the problem is that it never ever says that Elio tzak cried out to Akash Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, yeah, actually he kind of sort of did. Aneni Hashem, aneni lashon tzaki, that when Elio called out in Har HaKarmel when he's fighting with the Baal, right, they both brought korbanos, etc. And so that daven, that tefillah, is an Indian of tzaka. Okay, Alashishu Omer, the sixth bracha was Mishana as Yona, Alashmiyazu Omer, right? That's Mishana as David, right? So the Gemara says, Michti, one second, Yona Basar David Shlomo Haba, right? And you always have this shiloh when you get like to the Ushpizin, right? You go by, I guess, lineage order, right? Or other order. I'm not sure what the other order is. I'm not sure why we switch it around, but Pashtus is right. Again, the Gemara asks, you know, why do we have Yonah mentioned before David and Shlomo? Right, he came afterwards. So my time with Machdim Liberation, why is he first? So Gemara says he's kind of not really first. Is that David and Shlomo are more shayach to the last bracha? Right, meaning he says not that Yonah is first, is that David and Shlomo should be last. And Mishum de Boy Lemechtam Merachem Al Aretz, because that's what we finish, right? We're going to have Merachem Al Aretz. That's the last of the brachos. Because again, we don't want Akash Baruch Hu to have mercy, right, on the land because there's a drought. And David and Shlomo, right, are people, two people in Tanakh who davened for a drought. Right, Yonah davened in the dug or whatever, but he didn't daven, you know, really in connection with any drought. He davened for a difficult time, right? If Nineveh were sinning and whatever, although it's unclear if he actually davened for Nineveh. But either way, David and Shlomo definitely davened for a famine, for no rain, and therefore that was more shaykh, and that's what Rashi says. Okay, Tana Vlander, right? So, Mishum Sumchus Amru, Baruch Mashpel Haramim, right? You just finish off the last bracha a little differently, that Mashpel Haramim, that makes the ones who are haughty, right, who are Gaivadik, Mashpel, Kosh Baruch Hu cast them down. And then, again, those who think that they don't need a Kosh Baruch Hu, you know, so that we try and rely on a Kosh Baruch Hu for everything, including Parnas, certainly including Parnas, which people very often tend to get haughty about. Okay, Shalosh Taniyas, Arishan, Arishan, Shemishmar, Mishanim, Vlomashlimim, right? We talked about the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. If they finish their their fast, if they don't finish their fast. So some of the first three, this quote at least, this part of the Brisa, of the Mishnah says that the Anshei Mishmar would fast and not finish. And then we had a Machlokes, right? Exactly how you line it up. Okay, fine. Tan Rabbi will learn the Brisa. Mipnei Ma Amru, why do we say that Anshei Mishmar mutar lishtos yayin belelos of a lobo yamin? Well, again, if you remember, the Mishnah had said that the Anshei Mishmar, again, it's just the difference between Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av, which we're going to mention again, is that a Mishmar was like a general, the Mishmar is the bigger of the two, meaning there's a Beis Av included in a Mishmar, right? Every week, a new Mishmar of Kohanim, a new group of Kohanim, 24 Mishmaras, so they would rotate, and each week a new Mishmar would come in, and a Beis Av was included in a Mishmar, and each day there would be a different Beis Av working in the Beis HaMikdash. So just the Mishmar is a bigger group. So why do we say that the people, the Kohanim and the Mishmar, right, they're in Yerushalayim, they're like the team that comes to travel to Yerushalayim, right? So why do we say that they are allowed to drink wine at night, not during the day? Because Shem Tzich Baravoda Al Anshei Beis Av V'Yavoi V'Yasu Lahem, right? Because sometimes, right, there's just so many korbanos, right, and maybe there's a small Kohanic family that doesn't have so many members, so maybe they wouldn't be able to handle the workload. They'll call in quickly other Kohanim from the Mishmar, and then, sure enough, well, these guys are drunk, so now they can't come serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But okay. Kama. Why do they say that the Kohanim who are going to serve that day can't drink at night or during the day? Because they're always doing the avoda, right? Both during the day and at night, right? There are certain things they need to be doing to make something thirsty, can't be drunk. So mikana amru, so from here, if that's true, right, so then we say, kol kohen shemakir mishmaraso u'mishmaras beis avshalo. Any kohen nowadays who knows, right, his lineage, right, he knows that his forefathers, his Beis Av, would have been, let's say, today in the Beis HaMikdash. So also lishtos yayin kol oso yom. Right, that day he's not allowed to drink wine because Meheri bana Beis HaMikdash, Kosh Baruch Hu dropped the Beis HaMikdash out of the sky, and sure enough, you're up, buddy. Right, get in there. But he's drunk, so that day he's not allowed to drink wine. But makir mishmar also makir mishmar is Beis Av shelo. Let's say he knows his mishmar, but not his Beis Av. Right, he knows the general group of Kohanim, but not his his immediate family. So he doesn't know which day it is, but he knows which week. That's V'yodea, Shabbat Avosav Kruvim Shem, right? Meaning he knows that week, that was his week. Also, this shows the Ayin Kolos of Shabbos, he can't drink wine that entire week. Eino Makir Mashmar also Mishmar Beis Av, Shalom. If he doesn't know either one, right, he doesn't know the Mishmar or the Beis Av, but V'yodea, Shabbat Avosav Kruvim Shem, but he knew that his Beis Av was there at some point, right, during let's say on that day, meaning, but he doesn't know which one it is. So also lishtos yayin kol hashana, meaning if he knows that his family did serve the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't know his Beis Av or his Mishmar, then he can never drink wine because it could always be time for him to come to be called to the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe says no, and this is why. Oh, again, if you're wondering, right, if we pass on this halacha, right, we pass, if I'm not mistaken, based on Rebbe, Kohanim are allowed to drink wine, right? So Rebbe says Omer ani also lishtos yayin la'olam, aval ma'ese reshet takanaso kill kolso. That Rebbe said theoretically, I would think that everybody, right, should not be able to drink wine because Mary bana Beis HaMikdash. But what are you going to do? I mean, just the fact, right, the takanaso, the fact that he's able to drink, the fact that I'm able to remedy the fact that he can't drink, right, the fact that he's able to drink, kill kolso is the fact that we've been mekalkel the service in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's been destroyed. It's sitting empty. Right, so okay, so that's the only reason, right, he could drink. We're not going to mehir bana Beis HaMikdash. We should have that, but we'll. What are you going to do? Right? It's been so many years since it has passed, and therefore the coin is allowed to drink. We're not going to restrict him for that possibility. And that's Amar Abaye. Kaman shasuet na kani chamra karebi. Right? How do you know kohanim kahani can haidna now chamra can drink wine? Right? So they're shasu is drinking, chamra is wine. Right? So how do you know that kohanim nowadays are able to drink wine? Right? That's karebi. That's Rebbe's shita. Hey, it's interesting. This is dafyomi. I didn't really get a chance to look into it, but I wonder when where else do we apply that halacha? We find very few halachos that we say, well, it's been 2,000 years, so forget about it. Right? Most of the stuff we do is Zecha the Churban, and a lot of the stuff we do is almost everything we do is based on a long-standing tradition. And I get it, it's obviously not the same as, let's say, a mitzvah derabanan of Hanukkah, which we're holding on right now, which is 2,000 years ago. Obviously, we're still going to keep that. But I wonder, I would like to see a difference in halachos relevant, let's say, specifically to the Beis HaMikdash, that's, you know, that we say, okay, right, since Kill Call, so since it's been destroyed for so long, right, you know, with, okay, what are you going to do? We're not going to keep this certain halacha. Okay, anyway, it would be an interesting halachic discussion. Fine, weiter. And if anybody knows where that one is recorded, right, so then I'd love to hear about it. Anshi mishma v'anshi ma'amid asurim l'sabar l'chavis uv'chamishi mutarim b'nei chavit shavis. Right, he said that the Kohanim and the Mishmar, right, they're not allowed to and anshi ma'amid, the anshi ma'amid were the Yisraelim who were also in the Beis HaMikdash to serve as representatives for Am Yisrael, so they're not allowed to get a haircut. On Thursday they are to do laundry. My time was the reason again, just simple, similar to Chol HaMoed. Right, we don't want you to rely on the fact that you can get a haircut and do your laundry in the middle of the week. Right, we want you to be prepped and ready and looking good and to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's going to ask for it that whole week, right? So that you'll have to do it beforehand. A king has to get a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol erev Shabbos la erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol once a week. Kohen Hedyot, Achaz L'Shem Yom, and a regular Kohen once every 30 days. So the Gemara says once, okay, let's see. Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom, a king gets a haircut every single day. My time, what's the reason? So I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Kro, Melech B'Ofio Techazen Einecha. My Pasuk says, right, you gotta look at the king's gotta look good. So therefore, right, again, he gets one every day. I must have had master barbers. If I cut my hair every single day, I would end up pretty bald. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, right, in my time, and what's that reason? So I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hoel Mishmaros Mischadshos. Since we mentioned that there's a new changing of the guard every week, new Kohanim come in, so right, again, you're going to cut his hair on Erev Shabbos, right, so because on Shabbos when, or Sunday when the Mishmar changes, right, we want the Kohen Gadol looking at his best for the new Kohanim. Kohen Hedyot Achaz L'Shem Yom, a regular Kohen once every 30 days. So Minolan, right, we don't say my time, interestingly enough, but we say Minolan, how do you know? So Asya Pera Pera Minozer, because here we're going to use not logic, but here we use Agzer Shalva. We have a Pera Pera from Nazir. Pera is a long hair. Right? It says over here by Kohen, Rusham Lo Yigalechu, Fer Lo Yishalechu, they can't have long hair. And Uksiv, meaning, not exactly, they can't have long hair, but they shouldn't, meaning they shouldn't, you know, cut their hair necessarily, but they can't have very long hair. And by the Nazir, obviously he does have to grow his hair. So Malahalan Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. So too over here, just like the Nazir Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. So too by the Kohanim, we're going to make him grow his hair right for 30 days, but not any longer. But Nazir Gufa Minalan. How do you know the Nazir is 30 days? So Amar Rav Masna Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Again, that's what we mentioned. Minalan. How do you know? Amar Kol Pasuk says Yeah, the Gematria Tlosin Havi. Right, ironically, right. Sometimes we learn from Gematrias. Right, we don't always, but sometimes, right, the Pasuk says, that is kadoshi, meaning the hair is going to be holy, right, and that yiyeh is 30, right, 5, 10. Amar le Rapapala Abaye, Vidoma Haki Kamarachmana, lo lirbu klal, right, maybe when the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, right, that Pasuk we quoted before, right, was in Yechezkel, that Pasuk about the Kohanim, right, Rusham lo yigalechu, Ufera lo yishalechu, right, so that is in Kohanim, maybe that means that the Kohanim should never cut their hair. So Amalei, so if that was true, if you have a cause of lo yishalchu pera, meaning it says roshami yigalechu, their hair, right, their heads, they should not be shaved, and their long hair, right, they shouldn't grow. So if it would have said the reverse, the lo yishalechu pera, they shouldn't grow long hair, so then you could be right that they should never, meaning that the yeah. So, but now that it says ufer elish aleichu, when it says you shouldn't grow long hair, meaning that the long hair you shouldn't grow, right, perili havi, meaning that you can have the hair, but shluche, but you can't let it grow long, meaning that you shouldn't shave your head. You can have the hair, but don't let it grow long. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, okay, so what about nowadays? Right, if you're telling me that it was time for the Beis HaMikdash, right, so what about nowadays? So the Gemara says, do me the Shtiyah Yayim. Well, it's the same halacha, it's similar, right, to drinking wine. Right, Ma'u Shtiyah Yayim is man bia hu d'aser shlomazman bia shari. I mean, just like you're not allowed to drink wine when you're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but when you're home hanging out, waiting for, you know, in the middle of the year when you're not scheduled to go, so then it's totally mutter. So afa hanami, so to over here. Right, by the haircut, again, the hair was just a being in the Beis HaMikdash thing. Aye, the Gemara says, V'atanya, Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Kohanim Asurim, Lishto Zayin, La'olam, Avoma Eset, Shekatar Kanaso, Kelkaso, rather, the Shito of Rabbi, we just learned a minute ago that they're allowed to drink wine nowadays because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Remember Abai, but Abai says, Kaman Shasu Eidna, Kehani Chamra, why do Kohanim drink wine nowadays? Right, it's Rebbe Shita, Mini Karebi, right, Mechalik, the Rabbanan Aser, that implies that the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe. So the Gemara says, well, no, not that's true of wine, but not true of hair. Meaning my time, meaning what's the reason? Meaning why would the Chachamim say that drinking wine nowadays is aser? Because Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash should be in Kohen Haroi Lavod HaValeka. Because if Beis HaMikdash drops out of the sky, right, or some other nace, whatever, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, and now you have all the Kohanim who are drunk. Right, so now you do not have anybody to do the avoda. But by haircut, right? Okay, after the misaper vayil, just get a call a barber, right? It'll be ready in 20 minutes, right? What's the problem, right? It takes a long time to, much longer time to get out of your stupor when you're drunk. The Gemara says, well, okay, I would have expected the Gemara says, like, okay, so you guys do the Kohanim work in stages, right? You 20 or you 50 or you 100 get drunk on Tuesday or Wednesday, etc. Okay, in economy, I guess that's, they didn't want to work like that, right? Halacha is very right. Usually does not work like that. It's not. It's very off. Very rarely is it mutter for 100 people and usher for another 100 people, right? That's not. Usually halacha likes to be uniform across the board. Okay, but the Gemara says, the Gemara says, well, okay, well, if you're telling me a haircut takes 20 minutes, I don't know, half an hour, whatever, so, okay, so the guy who's drunk can also just sleep it off. Right? Because Rami Bar Abba says that derech mil b'sheina kolshu mafigin es ayin, right? Either traveling for a meal or sleeping just a little bit, right, will sleep, you know, sleep off the wine. So what's the problem? So if you're waiting 20 minutes, half an hour anyway. So Gemara says, La vit mar ala, no, because I've said about Rami Bar Abba's statement, that Amar Nachman, Amar Rami Bar Avu, Alav Shonu Ela Kishtia Shir Revias. That's only if you had a little bit of wine. Ava Shalsi Yosur Mir Revias, but if you really got trashed, so then Kol Shekin Shederach Matridaso Vashina Mishakarso, that no, certainly the traveling and sleeping will not dissipate the drinking and the wine, but certainly it will make it even worse. So that's not helpful. So okay, so therefore we have to make sure that Kohanim stick around nowadays. According to the Chachamim, the Kohanim are not allowed to drink nowadays, but according to Rebbe, right, they are. Ravashi says, no, there's a better difference. I'll give you a better difference between wine and haircutting, that the Chachamim would say that wine nowadays is aser, but haircutting nowadays for Kohanim is mutter, right, because shtu yayin de mechalei avoda, because a Kohen who's drunk, right, the avoda of Beis HaMikdash is puzzle. Right, so therefore, right, gazru bu rabbanan, Chazal said, meheri banan Beis HaMikdash, no one can do the avoda if they're drunk. But pure rosh, but if a kohen, right, has long hair, hasn't gotten a proper haircut, then lo mechalei avoda. That doesn't mess up the avoda, right? So that the avoda is still kosher. So theoretically, you could at least throw in all these long-haired kohanim, and the avoda would be kosher. So therefore, lo gozer rebei rabbanan. The chachamim did not say nowadays, right, that the kohanim should always have their haircut. Mesvei. Hold on one second. Really, is that really true that a kohen who has long hair, right, his avoda is good? Right, ve'elu shehein b'misa kohanim or chayev misa, right, for doing avoda b'Beis HaMikdash when there's no good, right, shtui ayin peri rosh, right, says very clearly, right, people who have long hair, kohanim who have long hair, and kohanim who are drunk. So mishlam shtui ayin, so getting drunk, I understand, because that's a fair shaposik in the chumash. Right, beheduk sibuhu says straight up, right, yayin v'shechar al teish, right, that's after Nadav and Avihu died. Right, so how do you know that the same is true of doing a avoda Beis HaMikdash with long hair? So the pasuk says, right, the pasuk we quoted in Yechezkel before. Uksiv Basra says right after that, right, v'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen b'vuam el chatzer ha'pnimis. Okay, right? So we see a connection between long hair, right, and getting drunk, right? Just like a kohen who does avoda when he drinks wine, he gets misa. So af puri rosh b'misa, so too, if they have long hair, they get misa as well. So umina, and from that, right, so e mashdi yayin de mechalei avoda, so af puri rosh b'mechalei avoda. If you're connecting the two, so apparently both of them, right, will cause the avoda to be possible If it's done in the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says, "No, not actually, actually not true." Ki itkish lamisa, who the itkish, and avaluch lechuli avoda lo itkish. No, so simply no. That's not true. That connection is not necessarily true. That it's only for the misa. It's not for passeling the avoda. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what the havamina maskana was, but all right, fine. Either way, fight it. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, "Hamikami da'asa yicheskol mana amran." Right? Once you're telling me that we're learning the halacha that a kohen who does avoda misa mikdash with long hair without it getting a haircut, chayv misa, that pasuk is in yicheskol. So where'd you get that from? Well, that's. Seems like that should be also the Raisa, right? Why you, that's a dindra bottom, or based on the Nevi'im, right? The Nevi'im can't be mechadish davar. So Amalei, so he said back to him, yeah, you're right. The Tamei, according to your logic, right? Had the Amar of Chista, right? Devar Zemitaros Moshe lo lamadnu, umidiver Kabbalah lamadnu. Meaning for the following halacha, which we only have a pasuk. I mean, not the halacha we quoted before, but the halacha we're about to quote, we only have a pasuk, a source from the Nevi'im. Pasuk says, "Kol ben nechar arel leiv v'arel basar lo yovo ul mikdashi." No, someone who's uncircumcised can't come to the Beis Hamikdash. Any kohen who's an orel, right, can't serve the Beis Hamikdash. So makami dasi yecheskel man amra. So where did yecheskel get that from? It doesn't say in the Torah. So ella gemara gamayla must be that no, this was a halacha. It was a halacha Moshe Sinai or some sort of other excuse me halacha that they knew about, some other din. V'asi yecheskel v'asmecha akra, and yecheskel came and wrote it down. V'hachinami, so here too about the kohanim with long hair doing avoda gemara gamirla v'asi yecheskel v'asmecha akra. Right, so yecheskel was able to write it down, but it must have been something they got from Moshe Rabbeinu, because as we said before, there's no way anybody would be put. It's not misa been based in. It's misa b'de shemayim. Okay, either way, there's no way that yecheskel could have made that up, right? If it wasn't true and it wasn't passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kala kazim migelas tainus v'lo lemispid lefan of aser laachrav moter. Any time when he says in migelas tainus that you're not allowed. Again, we said several times already that migelas tainus was a megillah or a book that had days of holidays when you were not allowed to fast. So any day that's listed in there, it's also the day before, but mutter the day after. Again, you're also not allowed to the mispid to do a eulogy. So Tana Rabbanan we learned in a brisa. Eilin Yomin, we're going to just talk about this brisa for a little bit. This is found in Megillas Tainus. And we're going to talk about it a little bit today, and then tomorrow we'll elaborate even further. Eilin Yomin delo lisana behon, ilmikza hasein. These days you're not allowed to fast, and some of them you're not allowed to give a eulogy. Ironic that the eulogy is more seemingly stringent than the fast, but okay, fine. But Mareish Yarcha de Nisan ad Timnei Bay, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, Ikotam Tamida, Itokam, what did I say? Itukam Tamida, meaning the Korban Tamid was Mitukam, was established. There was a machokas between the Chachamim and the Tzdukim in terms of who pays for the Korban Tamid. So the Chachamim said, right, obviously, that it comes from the Tzibur, right? That's Misach Shkalim, we talked about that, Yuma, etc. It comes from the money of the Korban Tzibur. And the Tzedukim, right, wanted to pay for it themselves, wanted the individuals, right, I guess, to take a turns or whatever, to pay for the Korban Tamid. And they had a whole back and forth, and finally Chazal were able to convince the Tzedukim that they had made a mistake. Now, they didn't force them, but they were able, Rashi says here, to convince them that they were wrong. And so those days, so they made like a shtickle simcha, right? It was those 8 days during that, I guess that was the first time they brought it, the first time afterwards, after they convinced them that they were correct. So they had they made those into a shtickel simcha. So the Gemara says, the lo lemispid b'hon, no eulogies, and then definitely no fasting. Right? Mitimnia be ad sof mo'ada, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of the holiday, i.e. until the end of Pesach, ot itosiv chada deshuya de lo lemispid b'hon. That's when, obviously, they set up those are. Oh, 1 second. Sorry, what does that mean? Sorry, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach. What's it called? So then you set. Meaning that's kind of like when you coordinate when you coordinate Shavuos, because Shavuos is 50 days after the second day of Pesach. So I guess by meaning from the 8th day until Pesach, right? So then that is when you are. Rashi says again, and that was also machlokas between the Chachamim and the Tzedukim or the Baitusim. The Chachamim said that you, obviously, as we do, right, you start counting 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos from the second day of Pesach, right, because the pasuk says Mimacharas Shabbos. So the Baitusim is here thought that was from the first Sunday, right? That has to be on the first Sunday after Pesach. So. So again, they had the machlokas, and the chachamim convinced them. So that that also is right. You know, I guess that the chachamim convinced them that they were correct. So that also was simcha dekatayim. Right? So there's no hesped and no tainus. So the Gemara says now the Amar, right? We're done with the section of Megillas tainus, and now we're going to just talk about it for a second. Amar Mar Mereish Yarcha de Nisan Atimnebe, right from the beginning of Nisan until the 8th of the Korban Tamid, the 8th of Nisan, right? He took him Tamida that we set up to Korban Tamid to lola hesped. So there's no hespedim. So the Gemara says, why do you need even to mention right, the first day of Nisan? Right, because the first day of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. Right, lema betray Nisan. Just say from the second day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh gufei yom tovu v'aser. And Rosh Chodesh is already a yontif. Obviously, you can't fast or do a hesped. So Rav says lo nitzcha el lesser yom shelafanam, because that's going to aser the day beforehand. So Gemara says, well, meaning if you count from the Rosh Chodesh until the 8th day, then you also are not allowed to do it on the 29th of Adar. So Gemara says, the Shelefan of Nami, I typically like to have a Yom Shelefan of Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean? 29th of Adar is already the day before a holiday. Rosh Chodesh is a holiday. So Gemara says, yeah, but if it was only because of Rosh Chodesh, the 29th of Adar would not be Aser, because Rosh Chodesh Daraisa. Right, Rosh Chodesh is on Deraisa, lo boy chizik. Deraisa, you don't need to strengthen. You don't need to mechazik. You don't need to prop up. Din Deraisa, people already know, right, that halacha. The Tanya is willing to Deraisa. Hayom ha'ilu k'suvim Megillas Tainus lefneim ul'acharem asurim. Right, these days that are written in Megillas Tainus. Again, we have this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Right, lefneim acharem asurim. Before and after is Aser, right, to fast. Shabbos Yom Tovim, Hein Asurim Lefneim Acharei Mutar. But if you have Shabbos Yontif, right, so the Friday and Sunday, or the days before and after the Chag, are Mutar to do Hesped and Tainus. Uma Hefresh Ben Zeh L'Zeh, what's the difference between these Chagim that they were made up in Megillas Tainus and the regular holidays? Halol the Ritora in Tzrich HaKizuk, right, the Shabbos and the Chagim, right, that doesn't need to be strengthened at all. But Halol the Risofrim, but the holidays of the Rabbanon, right, so that was a 3-day split. That was the day before, the day after, right, and the actual day itself. Right, did we so from Tzrich Chizuk, right, the Din Drabanan, right, do require some sort of backup, and that's why they answered the day before and the day after. Okay, we're going to go a little weiter in this discussion of Megillas Tainus tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.